The cybersecurity area is the one thing that among other things, is I'm very proud of in terms of what we've been able to accomplish the last 2 years. In a broader sense, and I'll get to NSTS, we as an agency had cybersecurity as our material weakness, and I did testify to that to Congress about a year ago. We've met that challenge, and I'm very pleased that, you know, the types of issues that the Inspector General and others had found, we did address, and we addressed and made significant progress. We went from effectively zero from a certification accreditation perspective and virtually zero on contingency testing. We're now at 73% for certification accreditation. We hit 100% on contingency testing, and we're able to remove that cybersecurity as a material weakness, which obviously the agency and the CFO were very pleased with. Very pleased in terms of just being able to set up a strategy to do cybersecurity right, not just doing the paper, but getting us to a point of continuous monitoring. But that also means, in a broader sense, ensuring that our applications are done right. Now get into the National Source Tracking System. The National Source Tracking System, NSTS, was initiated in 2004 in terms of system development. It is an application that is meant to track information about radioactive source materials, particularly the more sensitive type of radioactive source materials. And it's part of our overarching strategy to make sure those materials are secure. Everything from, I call it cradle to grave, from the point that they become the materials, sealed source materials, all the way through disposal. And that includes the transfer of materials between licensees, between entities, and our ability to track that information. The issue we had with National Source Tracking System was questions about how the security architecture, how we were going to ultimately implement the system from a security perspective. We categorized, I'm going to get a little technical, we categorized NSTS at the highest level from a NIST perspective. And what that meant is that the architecture, A, had to be strong, but also we had to start to utilize certificates and also hard tokens. We met that challenge. The system was accredited, received its authorization to operate back in December. Credentialed users could start accessing the system in January. The challenge that we face is, you know, we typically think of issuing credentials and hard tokens to, you know, federal employees and users of systems. The National Source Tracking System is also used by our licensees, and these are private entities, these are private companies. And so the startup, and not all of them are used to the FISMA-type requirements, and so the types of things that we face and the way we design the system is not, in I would imagine, for some entities, something they were not necessarily used to in terms of the uniqueness and requirements of using a hard token, of loading the certificate on their computer, in addition to just even the authentication perspective, the part of the credentialing process. And that's really led to a lot of the startup issues in terms of getting our users credentialed. We've made significant progress over the last couple of months, but that, from a lessons learned perspective, that was something that you know, we did a fabulous job making it a very secure system, but we had to adjust and figure out, okay, what, particularly for future applications, where's the fine line, where's the balance between, you know, the pure security and making sure that people are able to use it and be able to get to the system.
There's been a lot of news lately about the power grid and the cyber security of that grid. Now, I know you guys don't have a direct connection to the power grid, but the nuclear reactors, and I'm sure you play some role in working with industry around that issue of cybersecurity and nuclear power. Can you talk about what NRC's role is?
Yeah, just for listeners' perspective, the agency that has direct responsibility in terms of relationship with the grid is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. It's a separate agency, separate independent agency. The NRC does meet with at the commission level, particularly, at least annually with FERC. And so those types of issues, the touch points, do get discussed. I think you did mention the NRC has direct responsibility for regulating our licensees. In this case, let's stay focused on the nuclear power reactors. Probably the area that the agency, the most significant activity the agency did take on cybersecurity was we did codify through a rulemaking late last year enhanced cybersecurity requirements for the power reactors. When that is effective, really that pushes and that requires our licensees, in this case our power reactors, to really issue and develop and issue plans in terms of improving how they do cybersecurity, their basic program framework, integrating cybersecurity into their physical security program, ensuring that they're up on training, how to deal with incident response, incident handling, and really a comprehensive look and perspective on cybersecurity for the power reactors.
The other big one around security also is HSPD-12. You put out a memo, I guess, late last year in November about what you guys are doing around HSPD-12. Talk a little bit about how that's going
to
work.
Well, we actually made a decision of late to change our approach with HSPD-12. We had originally thought that it was in the agency's best interest to go with GSA, but as we thought more about it, simplifying it, we realized that we have a lot of the infrastructure, the means to do it ourselves. A lot of it gets back to the capabilities that were developed in support of things like National Source Tracking System, EIE, basically our managed public key infrastructure. And so we made a decision we're going to do it ourselves. We're in the process to produce our first test card, and obviously GSA has to review that and hopefully accept it. And then we'll go through the process of issuing badges to our employees and contractors with the goal of starting in May and completing late this fall.